turn your dreams into reality. At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
You guys are in for a treat because we have Nashville recording artist Tate Stevens here. 10 years ago, he won the X Factor, won a $5 million recording deal, and he's been making music like crazy ever since. Give it up for Tate Stevens. Tate is also a Kansas City boy. Tate and I have been buddies for a long time. Oh, yeah, Tate might need a mic. Oh, there's a mic.
Games, but
all right, cool. Very good. Very good. How you guys doing? Good? Food good, right? I didn't get any. I'm fat and I need to eat, so hopefully there's some left.
You know, it's always good to hear music right after you eat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or right after you drink. Or both. Tate and I have been buddies for a long time. Lived in Kansas City. He's got his own Veterans Foundation. Talk about your foundation a little bit.
Well, it's called Helping a Hero. We build adaptive homes for our wounded veterans, right? The organization's been around. It's not mine. I didn't start it. I've been a part of it since 2018. It's a big part of my life. I'm from a military family. My dad and my brothers all served. They're all gone. So this is the way I get to serve you guys, right? I believe a lot of things, but I believe that this country was built on good people doing good things for other people. And I think just me serving in this way is my good thing, right? For the ones who served us for so long. But anyway, we build truly adaptive homes for our wounded veterans. And I did start because I'm an outdoorsman. I don't know how many hunters, fishermen in here, right? So I take them fishing and hunting also. I have a 700-acre farm that we deer and turkey hunt on and quail and pheasant hunt on. So, and then I have a bass boat that we go out and throw some things in the water and try to catch some fish. But, that's kind of what I do.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And, man, I'm excited because you got some new music coming out. And I've heard a little bit of it.
And I do today, actually. Today, brand new single out today. It's called Lucky For Me, so you can get it.
Yeah.
You can get it anywhere you can get music. Go check it out. Tate Stevens, Lucky For Me. Share it with everybody you know. I need to sell about 1 million copies.
No, and it's great stuff. It's great, as you're going to find out here in just a couple of minutes. But, Tate, you know, it's certainly an honor for us to be here. You know, it's not everybody that gets to come to Camp Pendleton and talk to these folks. And it's just such a treat. I do this show every single week. And to get out and do this Back the Bases tour, this is one of the highlights of my life. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. This is fun. This is great.
Yeah, the yesterday we got here yesterday and I get out of the we just got out of the car here and they start playing was it Taps for the Colors or whatever and I didn't know what to do. I'm like because I don't hear that every day, you know. So I was like, I don't know what to take my hat off. I don't know what to do. And then
is there a list of instructions anywhere?
Yeah. So, but it was awesome. And just being here, to me, like I said, man, I hope you understand, it's what you guys do, and you guys might not see it, right? You guys might not see because you do it every day, and it's just your life. Right. And you may have done it for a year. You may have done it for 25 years. But you may not see it now, but for us civilians, right, the guys on the other side of that gate, it means the world what you do.
And it makes you proud to live in this country. I mean, it really does.
Absolutely. So I hope that anything I can do for you guys and our vets I'm all in with whatever, you know, me and my family do. And we've done it for, like I said, since 2018 with that organization. But we also work with a bunch of other organizations. So it is a blessing. It is a blessing to be here today and just talking to you and being around y'all. It's cool. It really is cool. And I appreciate everything that you do, your sacrifices on a daily basis.
Yes.
I don't think about it. Here's one thing. This is, I don't know how much time we have, the woman in the back that told me to come out, and she was like, I'll let you know when your 5 minutes is up. And I'm like, okay. And she was like, I cannot wait. She's been here 19 years. And she was like, you know what? I can't wait until I can get my fingernails painted. Because for 20 years, I haven't been able to. Sure, you can do the French nail or French, whatever the hell they call that. Sorry. What do they call that? But she's like, I can't wait till they're red or blue, you know. And we don't think about that.
Right.
I mean, right? We don't think about that on a daily basis.
Right.
We just go and do. And you guys can't just go and do. So, like I said, it means the world when you think about it for us civilians, what you guys do and your sacrifices on a daily basis. So
how did this guy get his nails painted then?
Yeah, well, it is 2026, right?
Hey, listen, man, give it up for Tate Stevens.
I have a new single, like I told you a little bit ago. I do have a brand new single that's out. You can go get it on Apple Music, iTunes, wherever you guys want to go to stream it, download it, whatever you want to do. I'm really excited about it. This is the very first time. You guys are hearing it for the first time. We have never played this song yet. This is the very first time. So you're hearing it for the first time. So it's going to be terrible. Hopefully not. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. But so if you like it, let me know. And if you don't, it's a Craig Morgan song. So, anyway, tell him. All right, here we go. For me, she's waiting at home on the front porch swing. Her smile alone is something to see. Her little sundress on, man, she could be anywhere she wants. Lucky for me, she's right where she
to be. It ain't no big old house on a hill, but it's our piece of paradise. After all this time, she's still sticking around, and I don't know. For me, she's waiting at home on that front porch swing. Her smile alone, it's something to see. Her little sundress on, and she could be anywhere she wants. Lucky for me, she's right where she wants to be.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Looking to create the bath you've always dreamed of without all the hassle? The Home Depot makes it easier. Shop fully styled rooms and curated collections to bring your vision to life. Use digital tools to preview flooring and finishes in your space and get everything you need from tubs to tile delivered fast and priced right. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
So now we talked about Journey coming to town, right? Got two premium tickets. Who can sing like Journey? Who can sing a Journey song? Who can sing part of a Journey song? Get up here! Get up here! This guy? You better hurry. These are premium seats, guys. Coming up February 7th at the Magnolia in El Cajon. Who wants to do it? Oh, come on! Any Journey song? Sherry. Oh, we got one. Okay, here we go. What's your name?
Master Sergeant Martinez.
How long have you been in?
26 years.
Okay. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Continued service.
Thank
All right, here we go. How long have you been singing, by the way? All your life?
No.
Are you a professional?
No.
Okay. Here we go.
Don't stop. Believe in, and those are the only words I know.
Do it again. Let's get everybody to do it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Don't stop believing.
Nice job. You're all going. No, you're not. She is. Way to go. Stay back, and I'll get your tickets for you. That's fantastic. All right. We're going to play a little game. We got some more of these passes from Bear Hanlon and the Born Primitive. This is for $100. $100 gift card. And we're going to play a little game called the Marine Match Game. Now, the way this works is I'm going to give you a word or a phrase, and then you try to match what we have. All right? You ready? Who wants to play? You ready? Over here? Well, no, just one at a time. Yeah. I know you guys work as a unit, but who wants to play? Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, this is what you do. You'll get it. So the Marine knew he was in trouble when the captain discovered his dirty blank.
Room.
We had rifle. I know. Now, this may be a little easier one. Who wants to try it? Back here. The drill instructor said, I don't care what you meant to do. I care what you did. You guys are getting closer. You're getting close. All right. What's your name?
Pharaoh.
How long have you been in?
About a year and 8 months now.
All right. Okay. The Marine wasn't worried about the inspection until the captain asked, why is this blank sticky?
Floor?
You win. Yes. Way to go. $100 gift card for that young man. Absolutely. See, that's the way. Okay, I got another one for somebody. Who over here? Keep Nicole busy.
I know.
Are you ready? The quickest way for a Marine to ruin a good day is to ask
When are we getting off?
Or any question. Okay, you win. Way to go. This is fun. You got, man, I could be here. I've been here all day.
Chicken.
All of them have lumpia in there.
And, oh, you said the magic word.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever had any Filipino food?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Lumpia, of course.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, this is going to be good. This is going to be great.
We got
350 Marines going to get a taste of Filipino food. And you're the man, right?
Yes, sir. And then my wife, Olivia, here. My name is Louise. Olivia, she's the main chef. We're serving chicken adobo and lemon pepper chicken called chicken sisig. It has noodles and also lumpia inside there. She also made some banana fritters with some jackfruit and burnt bass cheesecake that are ube and pandan flavor. So we got it all ready for everyone here.
And so let me ask you, because we just talked to Chef Irvine, what has the Robert Irvine Foundation done for you?
So Robert has done a lot. When I was recovering in 2015 here, actually, on base, you know, it's hard. I was watching Lieutenant Dan with him doing all the services that they provide here on base, and he's really motivated me to kind of, hey, there's another life out there. Don't be, you know, there's chances for growth. Do the best you can. So we planned it. I mean, I gave Olivia my GI Bill. And then as for me, you know, I just got to get healthy and help her out. So I manage most of the business. And then when the opportunity to get a food truck, then we just jumped on it. Because, you know, during COVID, everybody was getting fired, no work. So we're like, hey, there's something that we could do. And we just got to work hard. Just like that motivation in the back of my head, you know, always saying, hey, get up. There's still a fight you got to go through. And one of the one things that we do is just this, support and give back to the community, the veterans, and so on. So it gives us that pride of ownership and say, hey, we're doing something right. We're doing this, you know.
Yeah, you're doing something that makes people happy,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Everyone loves the lumpia and all the desserts, so we do it. You know, my wife is actually a warrior, you know. She was actually diagnosed with heart disease last year. So she was at 9% heart disease and was about to go on a heart transplant. But, you know, glory to God, you know, she recovered for that. And right now she's only working at 22%, so that's half a functioning heart. But she's actually
Wow! So, wow! That's incredible.
Hey,
who's the best cook in the family?
Both.
Okay.
Being humble.
Is this your picture? Is that your picture there?
Giselle is actually our daughter who we lost through pregnancy. So while I was deployed, she was pregnant, and the stress of the deployment and me being gone most of the time.
What a great legacy and honor to her.
We're bringing her with us all the time, and you know she's with us. You know she should have been. Well, she'd be 25 this year, but still she's with us. 26. See? Yeah. So it's one of those things that you just gotta take with you and grow. You know, you can never just.
You brought everything full cycle, man. I mean, making people so happy. Thank you so much for doing this. Oh, this is so fantastic, and it's just another great example of what the military does for each other. I mean, it is full cycle. You know, Robert Irvine talked about it. It's a full cycle situation because they get a lot in the military. They give back, and here we are at Camp Pendleton. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B. B-R-A-U-E-R, Cars, on YouTube.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, you were at the Anaheim Ducks game, huh?
Yeah, and they won. That was a big one.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So, and I guess at some point during the proceeding, you held up a little tease, a little script from Mighty Ducks 4, huh?
Yeah, it was a nice prop, but wouldn't it be great if it was real?
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Man, it seems like every project that you take on is just a fun project. I mean, is that kind of how you pick your stuff? I mean, they got to be fun?
I mean, once I was able to pick and choose, you know, like you might as well lean towards, you know, working with your friends or working with, you know, something that you think you'll enjoy kind of thing. You know, that's definitely a luxury and a tenured career, I guess.
That is so cool. And this new children's book. So now you got two girls also, right? I have two girls.
Yeah, 7 and 11. A little sweet.
Yeah. And have you always just read to them?
Yeah. You know, that was one of the kind of nuances of becoming a parent for me, because I guess I didn't read a lot you know, into my teenage and adultish kind of years. So, like, reading on a nightly kind of basis and, you know, rereading things or finding new exciting things that they get excited about as they grow has been a very interesting thing to watch, yeah.
That's so cool. I got a first-person testimonial for you. I just read this book to my 14-month-old granddaughter, Gloria, this morning.
Congrats.
And, man, she loved it. Her favorite word in the book, what do you think it is?
Her favorite word in the book? What is it? Boom?
Yes, that is exactly right. I said, yeah, when we got to that part, I go, boom. And I mean, yeah. She just started laughing. Oh, that's so cool, man. That's such
lights them up. And that page is so lit up, too. I love
right.
It.
Oh, the illustrations in this thing are insane.
Yeah, shout out to Tony, man. He did his thing.
Yeah, that was great. It's a great story. And my daughter said, you know, that's the first children's book. She's a big, like, researcher and find the best stuff. And she said, this book is the first children's book that she's ever even heard about that appeals to comedy nerds.
Fantastic.
Young comedy nerds.
Let's go. Well, shout out to Brian Tucker, because he definitely helped me with the comedy in this whole book. So he's been one of my collaborators for the last 20 years. You know what
I mean? Oh, wow.
So
that's cool.
I'm blessed to have him in my life for sure.
Yeah, and also, you know, the hedgehog. I got to mention the hedgehog. The hedgehogs don't get that much respect. And for the hedgehog.
Just respect to the hedgehog.
Yes. I mean, for the hedgehog to get that kind of notoriety, I mean, that's a big deal in the hedgehog community.
Yeah, I mean, everybody needs a good, you know, hedgehog type, you know, type of a friend to bounce your ideas off of or just keep you on the straight and narrow kind of thing, for sure.
Hey, now, you live in L.A., right?
I live in New York.
Oh, you do live in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are on, SNL's on hiatus right now, I guess.
Yeah.
But we were just in L.A. We, of course, now this show, as I think you know, is mainly for active duty military and veterans and their families. And we were just out.
Shout out to you guys. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. We were out at Camp Pendleton. Did a live show out there. And, man, it was fantastic.
I bet. Nothing better than, like, family moments, you know what I mean? Whether it's military or not, you know, any kind of, like, let's all gather around the fireplace and just, like, share a vibe, share energy, share a story, share a show, movie, whatever it is. That's such the, like, American pie, you know, when I think of, like, Americana, if you will, like, growing up and just thinking of what, you know, Mayberry might have been like or something like that. You know, those are the moments that we're always kind of striving for. It's just bring everybody together, you know, check in on each other, love on each other, and also, you know, enjoy some entertainment in some sort of way. So I'm glad to contribute to that with Unfunny Bunny, with, you know, previous works on Nickelodeon or SNL or whatever it is. You know, I'm just a big family guy, you know, to sum all of that up.
Well, and there's no bigger family than the military, right? I mean, once you join that family, you never get out of it, even if you want to.
generations deep, you know? So, shout out to everybody serving who has served. My dad's a Vietnam vet, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, he was a mechanic and worked on, like, some helicopters and stuff like that.
Oh, that's great.
Good guy. Yeah,
that is so good. I started the show with a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, his health benefits, you know, to this day, you know, he's very lucky that, you know, he's a service member, for sure.
We had celebrity chef Robert Irvine out there with us and fed 350 hungry Marines. So that was fantastic. And it was Filipino food that he made. Have you ever had Filipino food?
Surface level, for sure. But,
that was my first time, and it was fantastic.
Great. Were there like pineapples and stuff in it?
Well, that's kind of what I thought. I thought it was going to be like pineapples and bananas. What do we got? But it was it was chicken and the flavors. I mean, so many different flavors. Oh, really good.
Nice. Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Filipino food in my future. Yeah.
Hey, we're talking to Kenan Thompson here on the National Defense, his book Unfunny Bunny, which is so great, and just so many great little characters in there. And yeah. I know Gloria, her eyes got big every time she saw all of the animals together and in the classroom and doing that. Yeah. Now, and it's about this this bunny that tries to be funny and it doesn't go over well at first. Was this like a recreation of your SNL audition?
I mean, you could, like, look at them very closely and see the similarities. Yes, that wasn't necessarily the case when we were writing it. We were kind of writing it based off the title. You know, we were looking for a title in the beginning, something that would be catchy, and then we kind of wrote from there. But, yeah, there's definitely some similarities because I didn't know what I was doing in my SNL audition, man. I was all over the place, just kind of like a kid playing in the mirror, talking to myself, with, like, just improvising for days with no punchlines. Yeah, just kind of all over the place. But, you know, definitely certain experiences like trying sketches probably still to this day. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing about comedy. You don't know if it works until you try it kind of thing. So being on SNL and having the show be, you know, brand new every single week, I experience a lot of expecting the joke to go better.
Yeah, right. Well, but I read that when the writers get together and if they're stuck on a joke for a sketch, they just throw you in for your reaction. Let's put Kenan in for his reaction.
Yeah, that was one of the moves. And then, you know, they burnt that up. But, you know, we're still discovering new things. That's the beauty of that place, you know, like new younger writers come in who don't know about that move or that, you know, people were doing that back in the day or whatever, and they find their own ways to kind of navigate through there and, you know, introduce me to opportunities to play characters that I didn't, you know, expect to be coming because, you know, they're paying attention to a certain part of society that I might not be paying attention to,
right.
And they just bring an awakening, you know. So it's an amazing job, man. That's why I haven't really been in a rush to leave there. You know,
22 years.
Advances. Yeah, this is 23. 23 is almost done.
Wow.
You know,
talk about a nice day job.
You know, it's the best. And, you know, stability is a tough thing to come by for an actor. So
yes,
it's been a blessing.
Well, and man, your characters on there are so good. Charles Barkley, oh my gosh!
Thank you, man.
Man, that is so.
Charles, man, he's such a good guy.
And what does he think about that?
He loves it. You know,
he's
one of those guys that, like, you know, can take a joke or can, you know, he enjoys watching people impersonate him. You know what I mean? I think he gets a kick out of it, and he definitely like. He's always smiling like, you know, he's proud, like a proud dad, you know, when he's watching me do it. He's always just like, man, that's amazing. Like, do I really sound like that? I was like, yes, you really sound like that.
Can you imitate his golf swing?
That is one of the craziest, like, brain malfunctions I've ever seen. And, like, when he does make contact with it, he does pretty good. Like, you know, he's athletic, so he drives it pretty far and pretty accurate. But that whole hesitation thing is wild. I don't know what that is. It's pretty wild.
It reminds me of my golf swing, and every time I see him do that, I go, that's a man with back problems.
Is that what you think it is?
No, I mean, that's why he has back problems, because of the swing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he throws it back out every single time.
And also your Steve Harvey, man, is so good. See,
Thank you, man.
That's one of those guys. Now, he cannot pronounce the word ka. He gives away a ka, right?
Well, brand new ka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a brand
new
ka.
Very country for a northerner, yes. The country guy.
That's a funny dude, man. I think Steve Harvey's one of the funny. Who do you like doing stand-up right now?
Oh, man, so many. I just posted about our homegirl, Jackie Fabulous, who has a new stand-up special on Netflix. But there's a lot of them, man. I'm a big Ali Sadiq fan. I'm a big fan of Nate Bargatze.
Sure.
You know, Chappelle, of course. There's a ton of them that are out there. Like, you can tell the ones that are seasoned. Nikki Glaser, I think, is the supreme right now.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and it seems to me like I've always been a big fan of stand-up. Seems like it kind of comes in waves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a little bit of, sometimes there's a dry spell, and then you've got this onslaught of just funny people that are coming down the pipe.
Yeah, because the vets, you know, circle back around every couple years. The Bill Burrs of the world, the Jim Gaffigans, you know. So we always have someone coming out polished, you know, Tom Papa, Tom Segura, like all these guys.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Epps, D.L. Hughley. But at a certain point, there's a new crop of talent that just pop out of nowhere. And that's what it seems like, you know, happened with Nikki, even though she's been around for forever. It took a big enough platform for everybody to notice, like, oh, she's ready for all of it. That Tom Brady roast just, like, threw her, catapulted her completely into, you know, stardom, basically. And thank God that she had such preparation, because now it's like, come do this, come do the Golden Globes, come do the Grammys, come do it. But you know what I mean? And everybody's tugging at you. And for a stand-up, they don't love burning their material because they would rather stroke it.
Right. That's the whole idea, right?
Yeah, and it's not easy to come by. These are all, like, most of the time life experiences or something like that. So, you know, they don't love just burning it off 5 minutes at a time. But she's a machine, so I think she can show up and do award shows and still come up with new material in a timely fashion to where we'll get a special every couple of years, you know, out of her, probably for the next, I don't know how long, you know. And, you know, Joan Rivers was like that. People sleep on how amazing Joan Rivers was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a machine gun, you know, so go back and study if you don't know.
Right. It's like these overnight successes like Leanne Morgan. You know,
Oh, my goodness. Leanne has been crushing. Shout out to her. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And she's we've had her on the show several times. She's just a funny person, you know.
Yes.
And I think that's true of you. I think you just... I don't know. I mean, people, I'm sure you get, you know, somewhere and people see you and they just start laughing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's another side to that coin. A lot of the time, I've been very lucky that a lot of the time it is all love and happiness. And if there is an emotional moment, it's usually because they're expressing their joy that I was there to help them through a tough moment in their life kind of thing, you know? And it's always just like appreciation and love, man. So yeah, I've been very blessed that I've had the kind of career that I've had to where it's been in one direction. Yes. And yeah, I'm versatile and I can do drama and stuff like that, but it genuinely brings me joy to spread joy.
Yeah. That's cool. What would the Frenchman say about this book?
Pierre Escargot?
Yes.
Ha-ha! You know, he would say, I think he would just do it in Spanish. Unfunny bunny. The unfunny bunny. He has a bump on his booty. Ha! In French. Le poisson. Papa soupi. Oh, my God. I love making up stuff.
Oh, man, that's so good.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
K Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
Where we just halfway explained that there was two Lindsay Buckingham there, something like that. So go back and watch that one if you can find it. But
yeah.
That was amazing. Lindsay was, you know, he was such a champ. You know, he just didn't, you know, offer, he didn't ask for too much explanation of why this was kind of, why we wanted him in there with Bill playing him or whatever at the same time. But yeah, that was an amazing thing.
Was he aware of what you guys were doing?
I think so. I think he maybe had heard inklings that his name was being used in the sketch, but I don't think he had ever really watched.
That's even better. That's the best.
Even better. Just watching him kind of just be there.
Who's been, I'm sure you've answered this many times, but who's been your favorite host on SNL?
There's a few of them. Like, I always say any ex-cast member, that's always, you know, a wonderful week for us. Tom Hanks, Chappelle. Chadwick was Chadwick Boseman was an amazing week. But yeah, we just had, Tiana was really fun. You know, Tiana Taylor was fun. Lizzo was really funny.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, it's interesting to watch when the singers come and like flip into host. Ariana Grande is one of the greatest, for sure. Just big heart, you know, big heart person.
Yeah.
Jack Black. I think Jack Black might be everybody's favorite.
Jack Black on. We've had Alec Baldwin on several times, and he's talked about his experience on SNL. And it's just
about an actor, man. Like, that dude is a real actor.
Yeah, but I think they love doing it because it just gives them this whole other side of themselves that they don't get to do, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely a safe, free space, if you will, kind of thing.
Right.
I think a lot of very, very famous people come there and they feel very comfortable.
You know, talk about 20, almost 23 years on the same show. But yeah. I would imagine that all of the new, you know, you talk about the young comics coming up. Well, the young crop of SNL people come up all the time, too, and especially on 23 years. That has to kind of reinvigorate you every time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's not like, you know, I'm just an old man sitting in the backyard not paying attention to pop culture, you know. But it's definitely interesting to see the subtleties and the nuances and, you know, certain kind of underground artists that, you know, later become, you know, mainstream. But I'm like, oh, snap, such and such was talking about them like 4 years ago kind of thing. And now, you know, everybody knows. You know, that's kind of how it was with like Doja Cat and, you know, and Doechii and, you know, people like that. You know, you flip that into comedy and jokes and reference points and stuff like that. Yeah, there's a lot of like new slang, you know, new terminologies.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely new ways of life, how people are kind of going through the day. A lot of matcha talk when matcha becomes a popular thing. You know what I mean? Like all these kind of things. Right. So, yeah, it's nice to have young people come in and kind of, you know, show you the world where it's at in their viewpoint. Yeah.
And help you work your phone.
100%.
Yeah.
All the shortcuts in the world, especially for people that, you know, want to take a picture. A lot of people don't know that they can just swipe left and your camera comes on. A lot of they just want to scroll and try to find that one right. Every single time.
Right. Meanwhile, 30 minutes later.
Yeah. Give me the phone and I will show you how to do it. Swipe. And then some people don't even know how to turn it on to selfie mode. They're just like taking pictures of the floor. Like, is this the button?
Hey, so what do your girls think about this book?
They love it. My big girl, I was surprised. She really loved it, you know, because she's 11 now, so it's kind of all about her world, you know, and she's about being cool, and she's a killer athlete, you know what I mean? So I didn't really know if she had time for young people, like little people stuff, you know what I mean? Baby stuff, you know, she probably will look at it, but she really loved it. She was like, it's so sweet, and the jokes are so funny. I loved reading it, so that put a tear into my eyes. And then my little one loved it, of course.
Of course.
You know, she kind of just like the bunny. She's always just like that, like, hello, I'm in the world, you know, I'm happy, and I'm, you know. So, you know, I knew she would kind of take to it, and she did. So I'm very happy about that.
And I don't know if your girls got into American Girl dolls.
Yeah, thankfully, we were right past the pinnacle of that. So
yeah.
When they were little, you know, they kind of got one or two or something, but they didn't become, like, overly obsessed.
Yeah. Well, we did not dodge that. We had every American Girl, every American Girl dress, complete wardrobes. And when our younger daughter got a little older, I think she was maybe 12, mm-hmm. and she was kind of getting into that phase of, I don't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. But I had already booked a table at the American Girl Cafe in Chicago, and she did not want to go. And I said, we got to go, and let's just see what it is. And,
yeah, you know how many favors I had to come by to get this table?
Right. Right. And they bring an American Girl doll and put it at the table with you. And so we just ended up making fun of everything that was there. So we had a great time. But yeah, I know exactly the age you're talking about.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, you know, because you want them to stay small and sweet forever. But, you know, that's not how
they're not allowed to have friends.
Yeah. Like, who are these?
Dad's your friend.
You know, like, what? They don't know you the way that I do. They're never going to love you. Like, your family loves you.
That's right. Well, I was talking to Leanne Morgan about, I told her we had a granddaughter that was almost here. And she gives into this whole thing about, oh, honey, you're going to meet the love of your life. And I thought, well, no, that's true. That's how it happens.
I think it's immediate for a parent, but like it's exponential for a grandparent. You know, and that's the sweetest life ever because you get to play with them and then send them back.
Exactly. And you can undo whatever training they've had from their parents. That's my favorite part.
Grandparents' Day, there are no rules with grandparents. Exactly. They're allowed to just give the kid whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, on a regular basis. Yeah, I mean, if you're blessed enough to have your grandparents in your life or, you know, be a grandparent, you know, I'd say, a salut, let them have it. You know what I mean?
Exactly, like, man.
I'll stay the bad guy and let the grandparents, you know, have a good time. Right. Give them candy. Whatever. You guys go down the water slide 10 more times.
Well, I got to tell everybody, and if grandparent, parent, this is the book. You need to get the Unfunny Bunny. And especially, you know, we run into this a lot of times on the show when people are deployed overseas, when they're working, doing their jobs. And then because the entire family serves, right? And so you've got a lot of times the mom that stays back and has to, you know, take care of the kids. I mean, these kind of little gems that happen along the way just makes life a lot easier for them. Well, thank you, Keenan. Great talking to you.
I really appreciate it, man. Look forward to the next one. There's more stuff to come.
So good. We'll be good. Come on back.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, bud. Have a good one.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.